Here's a reflection by Ian McCrory from his book, The Moon Appears When the Water is Still. He says, sitting does not create truth. Meditation does not produce insight, just as smelling a flower does not make it fragrant. The perfume of the rose is already there. We slow down to attend the unfolding and flowering of its nature. Slowing down and attending to just this breath allows the reality of now to reveal its nature. Sitting still gives us the opportunity to witness the revealing of the truth. The moon appears only when the water is still. So we're going to begin our practice. This period of practice, by stabilizing our attention, our bodies, and grounding ourselves into this present moment. There's a noticing that the body is sitting here, just or the body is present in this moment. You can turn your attention to the lower half of the body, the pelvic, and just begin to feel the weight of the body itself sitting. You can feel that weight if you feel into the underside of your legs and feel there's a pull, a natural pull towards gravity. This pull of gravity, I guess you can think of it, and that pull is what enables us to feel the heaviness of the legs. You can go up the spine and feel the pull and the heaviness of the back of the arms. The weight of the spine that's straight, it pulls itself down. And as it pulls itself down, it also lifts up. It straightens as it pulls down from the weight of the body itself. You're grounded here, and solid and firm. There's a relative stillness that comes with these earth qualities of hard and heavy, firm. It's earth, very earthy. Earth brings with it a degree of stillness. You can feel this hard, heavy body. It's relatively still. And in it, you can gradually begin to notice movement. The breath is moving. Sensations in the body, pressure, tingling, changing. Sound is moving. Silence is moving. It's sometimes very noticeable, and sometimes it fades into the background. But as we sit here, we can find something most connected to us that we would like to use for this period. Could be the breath and the rising and falling, the expansion of the belly. It could be the whole body breathing. The breath can sometimes be subtle if we focus it too close to one point. So we might feel like if we want to use the breath as an anchor, that we just feel the whole body breathing. Have a sense of the whole body expanding, or a sense of energy coming into the body when the breath is inhaled and relaxing when the breath exhales. You could use the anchor of just noticing that the body is sitting here. Or you could use the anchor of just hearing sounds coming, going. You don't care what kind of sounds they are. You're just noticing that you're hearing the arising of sounds in this present moment. And there's going to be thinking that happens. It's just the nature of mind to think. But we keep to our promise here. When we're sitting, we're dropping the thoughts and we're coming back to an anchor. Sound. Sensation of breathing. Or just sensations in the body, period. You can notice tingling and pressure, and achiness, all kinds of sensations in the body. You could notice the body's posture of sitting, heavy, the hardness of bone, the relative stillness. Notice the mind. Is it taking over? You can return to the object and try to aim your attention at this object and sustain it. So you aim your attention not by force, but by this inclining towards it, noticing the quality of the anchor, noticing if it changes. This ability to notice, to put your attention on something, is a very natural mental faculty. Your ears were made for hearing. They are going to hear regardless of whether you attend to it or not. But you could just notice what the ears are already hearing. The body is already going to sense sensations. You could attune your attention to just noticing the sensations the body is already noticing. The body is breathing on its own. It has nothing to do with you. So you could attune, put your attention on the body breathing. Sounds, sensations, breathing. These are anchors because they arise and fall away. They exist separate from our will. And we are easily turning our attention to that which already exists. Keep it simple. Pick one. We'll trust it. See how it goes for the whole period. And every time we sit down, we bring our attention back to that which is already happening. Don't be discouraged by the mind's constant thinking about stuff unrelated to this moment. Doesn't matter that the mind is thinking. Hearing is still happening. Sensation is still moving, twisting, turning, showing up, fading away. The body is still breathing. It has no bearing, this thinking, on your anchor. So aim your attention back to the anchor. Find something to get interested in, the way it changes, the way it comes and goes. its intensity level, and see if you can sustain your attention. In a couple of minutes, I'm going to ring the bell one time. It's not the end of our practice. We're just transitioning to standing, walking, movement. Try not to go too far if you're in the room here. Just find a place that you could walk maybe 10 paces. If you're at home, find something you can do not too far from the computer. when you get to your spot, your walking spot, when you get to your place that you're going to do your thing at home, you're going to drop in a question and then just walk, start your activity. Notice whether the mind, notice the nature of the mind in the question that we're going to ask. And when you're walking, you just pay attention to the felt sense of the feet on the ground or the felt sense of movement. And in the peripheral awareness, consider what the mind is doing. When you get to the 10 paces, you stop. Let everything go, turn around, and begin again. 10 paces, and stop, turn around. You let everything go, begin again. And if you notice the mind thinking, you're just going to ask a question to see what kind of thoughts are in the mind. So your practice of coming back to your anchor when you're sitting here, and when you are walking, your practice is coming back to the question. And the question for this walking period is there wanting in the mind? Wanting, you could think of it as liking. Is there not wanting in the mind? Not liking. So whatever the mind is thinking, just ask, is this thinking wanting something other than it is, or not wanting something that's here? Just notice. You don't care if that's what it's doing. You just want to ask on the peripheral, is there wanting or liking? Is there not wanting, not liking? And then you'll hear a light bell when it's time to return, and we'll start the second sitting period. See if you can hold your stillness the whole time.